Euroclear and Banque de France SET 2026, pilot to tokenize Europe's 310B short-term debt market. Euroclear and Banque de France will run a pilot in late 2026 to tokenize negotiable European commercial paper, known as NEUCP, the largest short-term debt market in the euro area at roughly 310 billion euros, about $355 billion that were outstanding. Cointelegraph flagged the timeline on June 3, 2026, citing the two institutions, and both confirmed the project, codenamed Pythagore, in a joint announcement. The cash side of each trade is designed to settle in central bank money through a Eurosystem wholesale digital euro experiment, not a privately issued token. This is not a startup minting a niche asset on a public chain. Euroclear is one of the world's largest central securities depositories, the plumbing that records ownership of trillions in bonds and equities. When that kind of institution commits to issuing and settling a core money market instrument on distributed ledger technology, it is a signal about where regulated settlement is heading. A paper market built for a different era, NEU commercial paper, is how French and European companies, banks, and public bodies borrow for days, weeks, or a few months at a time. The market is deep and cheap to issue into, with low documentation costs, which is why it sits at around 310 billion euros outstanding. The trade-off is process. Issuance, confirmation, and settlement still lean on layered intermediation and timelines that look slow next to how fast the instruments themselves turn over. Pythagore targets that gap. Putting issuance and settlement on a shared ledger collapses several reconciliation steps into one record that issuers, dealers, and investors read from directly. Banque de France and Euroclear frame the goal as operational efficiency, better transparency, and stronger security for participants, rather than a speculative venue. The instrument stays the same. The rails underneath it change. Central bank money does the settling. The detail that separates this from most tokenization pilots is the cash leg. Pythagore is being aligned with the Eurosystem's wholesale work on central bank digital currency, settling the money side in central bank money via target services rather than a commercial stablecoin or tokenized bank deposit. That choice matters. A tokenized security only removes settlement risk if the payment that completes the trade is final and free of counterparty exposure. Central bank money is the safest settlement asset there is, so pairing tokenized NEUCP with a wholesale digital euro keeps the security and the cash on coordinated rails. It is the institutional answer to a question the broader market has been arguing about for 2 years, whether tokenized assets should settle against private stablecoins like USDC and USDT or against money issued by a central bank. Europe, in this pilot, is choosing the latter. Europe's tokenization push gets a flagship Pythagore lands as European institutions move from talking about tokenization to scheduling it. The plan slots in alongside the Eurosystem's Pontes initiative to link distributed ledgers with Target, and it follows other regulated venues testing on-chain settlement of real assets. The signal from France and its central bank is that the experiment is moving toward production timelines rather than indefinite sandboxes. With the pilot phase set to start at the end of 2026. For the wider digital asset market, the read is straightforward. The tokenization of real-world assets is no longer a thesis, carried mainly by crypto-native firms. A central securities depository and a national central bank are now putting the euro area's biggest short-term debt market on a ledger, with central bank money as the settlement backbone. That is the same plumbing shift that, over time, makes tokenized cash and tokenized assets practical for payment networks to plug into. A pilot is still a pilot. Timelines on infrastructure of this scale slip. The late 2026 start is a target rather than a launch. And tokenizing an instrument does not by itself change who can buy it or how it is regulated. The volumes that flow through Pythagore in its first phase will be a fraction of the 310 billion euro market it is built around.